on this verse 7. This is a great verse. Look at it. Read it with me. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And it's a great verse because it talks about the choices that we have in life. I'd like to just briefly have you look at this concept with me of where your security lies. What's the source of your security? Because everybody has to have something. We're not able to care for ourselves. I know people in our society like to think they handle everything by themselves, but they can't. I mean, they get sick, who do they go to see? I mean, they might take an aspirin or something for a little bit, but if it gets really bad, they got to go somewhere, you know? And if you want to eat, I doubt that you're out growing your wheat, harvesting it, milling it, cooking your own bread. We don't do that. We rely on other people. So that's part of life. But when we get in difficulties, where's your source of security? Where do you go? Well, I like this verse. It gives me forth this concept, because you can either go to the world for elements of security, or you can go to the Lord. I mean, in this verse, it was some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. We don't understand, but in the day that David was in, the introduction of chariots and horses into the battlefield was as massive as today our Tomahawk missiles are in going into war settings. Because they only had foot soldiers and maybe a few horses for a cavalry. But now you add chariots in that can have a platform where the driver is driving it, and where the person who is the warrior can be standing and he can be shooting a bow, he can be throwing spears. I mean, it becomes a moving target for people to shoot at or to throw things at, and it's just difficult to go against. And David had to deal with horses and chariots. But you know, David won battles against horses and chariots because of the Lord. So he knew where his trust was. Today in our society, we don't have horses and chariots, but you know what we have? We have the conventional ways of our world. The world that says to do this when you get into this situation. Many times those things go directly against what God says, and people follow them. Even sadly to say, people who read the Scriptures and people who walk with God follow the ways of the world rather than following the ways of God. Sometimes it's out of ignorance, but you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you don't know that a stove is hot, you know the new stoves they have now that have they don't have a burner on them that turns red, they just have the face and you cut it off and the redness goes away. If you don't know it's hot and you put your hand on it, it doesn't matter. You're going to suffer the consequences. If you go against God's way, it doesn't matter. You suffer the consequences because He set up the world to operate according to a certain standard, His ways. And we can go to conventional ways, conventional means, or we can go to the Lord. And how we go to the Lord is that David said this, when you face these difficulties, the first word he said was remember. We will remember the Lord our God. That's interesting. Now, if you know the verse from the NIV, which I do because it was a song that came out, someone trust in horses, somebody trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. You remember that song?
Yes.
Well, that was off the New International Version. And it comes from that verse. It just, when you sing that, you're just singing this verse in the New International that says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Well, that word trust is an interesting little word. In the Hebrew, the word gives you the idea of when you trust because you remember. You remember all that's gone on. It's actually a mental process. You remember. So in the New King James and a lot of other translations, they translate, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So when you get in those situations, your first aspect, at least for mine, it's to have some fear, some anxiety, some worry about what you're going to be doing, right? Shake your head like this, because that's what we face whenever we're in those settings, right? And so when you feel that way, and you find yourself looking around to your society for options, remember the Lord. Because He's the one who really can help you. The concept is to remember the name of the Lord. When we're reading this, it says, remember the name of the Lord. But remember that word Lord in all capitals is the name, the special name for God. It's the covenant name for God. It's Yahweh, or in some versions, Jehovah. It's God's name. And the reason they wanted you to remember God's name is because wrapped up in God's name is this covenant relationship. Remember that word Yahweh is the one that was used when God made man and woman and put them in the garden? when God did that, He's Yahweh. When He created, He's Elohim. When He created the world, He's Elohim. Shows forth His power. But Yahweh is used so many times in the name of a relationship. Remember, Moses said to God when he was at the burning bush, he said, "Who shall I tell him sent me?" You remember what he said? I am. Well, that's really the name Yahweh. Tell him Yahweh, because God is I am. He's the one who's always around, always there, ready for a relationship. And so you've got to remember, when you get into difficult situations, that we have the Lord whose name is the one who wants to have relationship with you. The one who's always there to have relationship with you. And so when David writes and says, we don't trust in horses and chariots, we trust, we remember this God who wants to have relationship with us. He's our God. We can go to Him. Hey, we don't have this God who sits up there like in the Roman and the Greek situations where they just peer in and, you know, they only squash you if you do wrong, and if you do right, they look at you, and if you're a hero, they'll help you, but regular people don't get any help from those gods. Man's made up ideas. The God of heaven who created, who loves us, well, He's like a father to us. He cares for us. So when you get into difficult situations, remember you have a choice. You can go the way of society, because they think they got it wrapped up. I mean, after all, these things worked. Chariots worked, horses worked, sure. Or you can go to God. You can choose man's natural resources, or you can choose the supernatural resources of God. Always a choice for us. So I like the verse. It'll be coming to you in different versions this week, several different versions that emphasize different ones of the words. But read it with me one more time. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Well, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for being our God, loving us the way that you do. Thank you that we don't have to worry when we get into difficult situations, because you, Lord, have chosen to be there for us and to be there with us and to help us in those difficult times. We thank you. There is nothing that can ever come into our lives that you're not aware of. And we thank you, Lord, that as a loving Father, you reach down to help us and provide for us. We thank you. We don't have to trust in the solutions of our society that change every decade. We thank you, Lord, we can trust in you. You who never change, in your love and care for us. Thank you for allowing us to be with you today. Would you receive our worship that we give from our hearts, and bless us, Lord, with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray.